The field of consciousness is primary to every phenomenon in nature. Because of the gap that exists between every electron, every thought, every instant in time. The gap is the reference point, the stillness at the heart of creation, where the universe correlates all events. The rishis went into the gap and discovered the ground state of existence. Because it exists everywhere, the ground state can be grasped from any direction. In this audiobook, we've grasped it from the viewpoint of the afterlife. Has science proved that the rishis were right? I think the most we can say, and it is a lot, is that science and the rishis are consistent with each other. They come from different worlds, but see with the same vision, almost. Science is still burdened by spiritual materialism, the belief that any explanation of God, the soul, or the afterlife is valid only if matter contains the secret. This is like saying we can't understand jazz until we diagram the atoms in Louis Armstrong's trumpet. In the end, a book on the afterlife cannot fully reconcile us with the inevitability of death. It can only lead the way to finding personal comfort on your own. You and I are unique people and therefore very different. We have our own personal view of God. Yet we are bound together in the field of consciousness, and we do the same work there. We need to realize that human awareness operates as a whole. Every thought you have contributes positively or negatively to the field. Like those psychics who can alter the magnetic field around a quantum device, your attention is enough to alter the field, and that effect is multiplied millions of times over by collective humanity. We need to see that we are all entangled in the same reality. We need to remember our common source. The human spirit is degraded when we confine ourselves to the span of a lifetime and the enclosure of a physical body. We are mind and spirit first, and that places our home beyond the stars. Genesis is a constant process that renews itself without end. Knowing that I will return to the field one day to find my source provides me with immeasurable confidence in the purpose of life. As fervently as any devout believer, I have faith in this vision. My faith is renewed every time I have a moment of witnessing in which I can touch the silence of my own being. Then I lose all fear of death. Indeed, I touch death right now and gladly. Tagore said it so movingly. When I was born and saw the light, I was no stranger in this world. Something inscrutable, shapeless, and without words appeared in the form of my mother. So when I die, the same unknown will appear again as ever known to me. And because I love this life, I will love death as well. Without death, there can be no present moment, for the last moment has to die to make it possible. There can be no present love, for the last emotion has to die to make it possible. There can be no present life, for the old cells in my body have to die to make it possible. This is the miracle of creation, which in every second is one thing, life and death, joined in the same eternal dance. It would be a catastrophe to exclude death from that dance. That would guarantee a universe with no chance for renewal. Fortunately, creation wasn't set up that way. We live in an endlessly recreated universe, and that should be a joy. On the other side of our fears and doubts, our deepest prayer should not be for life, which we have in abundance. It should be a prayer to lead the cosmic dance, for then the angels and gods themselves will have someone to follow.